Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is accepting nominations for its Rancher of the Year Award. This award is given to a cattleman, cattlewoman, or operation that embodies the ranching spirit and work ethic in North Dakota. Nominees must be current members of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association in good standing. Nominations are due April 1st. Contact NDSA Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson at 701-223-2522 for more information. Legislators are hard at work during the 68th North Dakota Legislative Assembly that began in January. The big news of last week at the state capitol was the budget forecasts. The Office of Management and Budget released a revised revenue forecast that continues to predict growth in the next biennium. Overall, general fund revenues are running nearly 25%, or $832 million, ahead of the revised November 2021 legislative forecast for the current 2021 through 2023 biennium that ends June 30th. The revised forecast released project revenues for the current biennium at $27 million below the November 2022 executive forecast that was used to craft the governor's executive budget proposal, but $16 million above the January 2023 estimated adopted by lawmakers as they began the current legislative session. Similarly, the forecast projects 2023 through 2025 revenues at $59 million below the November executive forecast, but $39 million above the January legislative forecast. Inflation and labor constraints were among the factors cited for the decrease from the November executive forecast. House and Senate budget writers adopted a new budget forecast for the upcoming biennium subsequently. Their forecast shows an additional $90 million available for the two-year budget. Appropriations Committee leaders said the committees will start looking at paring down spending levels to meet the available revenue. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been present every day since, monitoring issues that will impact producers' business and bottom line. Lawmakers are moving at a very good pace. Members can stay on top of what's happening at the Capitol through the NDSA's weekly legislative ledger, which is issued via email each Friday. Don't hesitate to reach out to us if you have any feedback or questions as we work through what we hope will be a beneficial session for our industry. Speaking of email, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association is encouraging members to keep their email up to date with the association or in order to stay in touch with what is happening in the industry. If you are a North Dakota Stockmen's member and do not have an email on file or aren't sure if your current email is on file, contact our office at 701-223-2522 or NDSA at ndstockmen.org. North Dakota State University Extension is hosting one last webinar in their series of virtual meetings this spring for teenagers interested in beef production. The hour-long webinar will begin at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, March 28th. The topic will be grazing readiness. The virtual meeting is free, however, pre-registration is required. Visit ndsu.ag/juniorbeefproducers to pre-register. For 93 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham, signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.